Spoken version of the ShareMaestro Market Report. Full article. Restaurant brands outpaces a weak restaurant group, but confirmation stops at average volume. QSR gained 2.4% for the week and sits just 2.1% below its 52-week high. Yet the move came on only 1.0 times recent volume and with a negative short-term expectancy read. Research brief. Restaurant Brands International closed at $80.17 for the week ended 4 September, up 2.4% and near the top of its one-year range. The trend backdrop remains active, market dynamics are positive, and relative strength is constructive. But volume confirmation is moderate, and the stock trades 18.7% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. QSR rose 2.4% on the week, added 8.5% over 4 weeks, and is up 30.6% across 52 weeks. 2. The close is 7.1% above the weekly trend line at $74.82 and 18.7% above ShareMaestro fair value at $67.52. 3. Volume was 13.9 million shares, broadly in line with the 13-week average of 13.7 million and below the 52-week average of 14.8 million. 4. The stock beat weak context. U.S. restaurants averaged negative 2.8% for the week, and U.S. consumer cyclical averaged negative 1.3%. 5. Risk is mixed, with an active trend and improving activity pressure offset by a negative 44.58% expectancy reading and proximity to the 52-week high. Price action separates from a soft restaurant group. Restaurant Brands International, the owner and franchisor of Tim Hortons, Burger King, and Popeyes, finished the latest week at $80.17, up 2.4%. That puts the stock at 92.3% of its 52-week range and only 2.1% below the $81.88 high, a strong location at a time when the broader U.S. restaurants industry fell 2.8% for the week. The four-week gain of 8.5% also stands out against a restaurants industry average of negative 3.8% and a U.S. consumer cyclical average of negative 4.5%. Within the industry, QSR ranked 7th for the week and 6th over 4 weeks among 51 names, while the sector backdrop remains uneven. Only 49.0% of consumer cyclical stocks show active weekly trend signals, and just 25.0% show positive relative strength. Trend signal is active, but this is still a balanced read. The ShareMaestro setup is classified as a balanced read, with a composite score of 63. The weekly trend backdrop is active and has been active for 41 of the past 52 weeks, giving QSR a trend breadth reading of 78.8%. Price is 7.1% above the trend line at $74.82, which keeps the weekly regime constructive. Market dynamics are supportive rather than decisive. Activity pressure is positive at 0.48, and relative strength is positive at 1.72. Both improved over the past month. However, the signal state shows no fresh buy on activity pressure. So the latest advance has confirmation from direction and relative performance, but not from a new trigger. Volume supports participation, not acceleration. The latest week traded 13.9 million shares, equal to 1.0 times the 13-week average of 13.7 million, and 0.9 times the 52-week average of 14.8 million. That is enough to avoid a thin volume concern, but it does not show the stronger participation normally associated with a decisive breakout attempt. Recent trading has also been choppy around the move. QSR gained 5.1% in the week of 14 August and 4.1% in the week of 21 August, then lost 3.2% in the week of 28 August, before recovering 2.4% in the latest week. The price is close to a high water mark, but the volume profile says investors have not yet crowded into the next leg. Premium valuation raises the test near the high. The main risk is that price strength has already moved well ahead of ShareMaestro fair value. At $80.17, QSR trades 18.7% above the fair value rating of $67.52, so the stock is being valued at a premium to the model while sitting near the top of its yearly range. Weekly risk measures are not excessive. 13-week volatility is 2.5%, versus a 52-week base of 2.9%. And the one-year split is 29 positive weeks against 23 negative weeks. Still, the next week expectancy read is negative at 44.58%, and two recent reversal markers in the smart money tape argue for watching whether activity pressure continues to improve or starts to fade. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.